You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just turned the recorder on, by the way.
Hey, Frank.
Yes.
Hey, Frank, I request that you go back and listen to the tapes to see what time our meeting really was. Because I'm a little frustrated now, you know?
Yeah, well, I thought it was, I thought we had one way down in the future, like sometime, but I guess this is the future compared to when that was.
Yeah, I didn't have it on my calendar either, but this is good. We're on that. I'm waiting for the corporate to go through, and we'll just zip it in. We'll get it rolling. But it should be soon.
Okay, because we're looking at what they call. I just talked to Tyler this morning or earlier this afternoon, about an hour ago, and because I let him know that you know I got some answers back on those emails that I sent out, you know, and had some questions. You guys got copies of that, right?
And this was just recent.
Let me see. Yeah, when did I send it?
I don't think I did. I didn't think I got anything either. But you never know, you know.
Hang on, let me read it to you. Let me see. Sent. Okay. I sent it from ZapHelp. I'm still having a hard time with that mail. Okay, inbox sent. Okay, it was sent at 11:36. Okay, say
today.
Yeah. I sent it. No, that's when I sent it to you guys. I sent the original out early this morning. It was like 9 o'clock my time, which had been 6 o'clock back east time, you know. It would have been 6 o'clock your time, Pacific time, and 7 o'clock Brian's time, or 8 o'clock Brian's time.
I did get the new business model, but nothing about anything with Tyler.
Okay. No, the Tyler I just talked to. Yeah, you got that. Okay, so we're no longer able to cover on a subscription. Okay, so I'm getting a lot of calls, and people are squawking about that, and what they're, some people are squawking, some people are going along with it, you know, they're saying things like, well, I just talked to one. She said that changing FMOs is like worse than going to the hospital. You know, she said it's a real hassle. And I got one guy called and says he is an FMO, and I believe him. You know. Anyway, I'm getting some resistance on that, and I'm getting some resistance a lot of them don't put their their med sup, you know, the advantage is one side, med sup's the other side, right? They don't put the med sup through to an FMO for various reasons, and mainly they want, like, the one lady I talked to, there's only one now, I don't have a big sample, but she said that she wants to be able to deal directly with the carriers, you know? So, so when she calls, she doesn't want to call the FMO, she wants to call the carrier and directly. That could be a problem, you know?
But you can still call the carrier, though. Because if she's licensed, or she's appointed with the carrier, that shouldn't be a problem.
That's what I thought, too. I'm just telling you what she told me, so... I'm glad to hear that, though.
Because now I'm thinking,
And some of them are going along.
Maybe we should position ourselves, you know, as a different type of FMO. I can see how people will say, yeah, I don't want to call the FMO. I want to deal directly. Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, I would say that. I mean, I know what we're doing, though.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that's going to be if I don't know if that's going to be a real impediment. But I'm just telling you what people told me. What, you know, what kind of feedback I'm getting. And I got that from a couple. One, I got somebody saying out-of-state FMO is a problem. And I talked to Tyler asking me. I mean, it shouldn't really make any difference where they're at, you know, because this stuff's all automated, right?
You know, when I looked at the email and I saw Michigan, I thought, you know, some people might not, even though it doesn't matter, they... you know, might not care for that.
Yeah. Well, the other side of the coin is that if you get somebody who's already in California, then we're stepping on their toes, right? As we grow, where, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a two-sided, you know, it's a double-edged sword, I guess, is the way I would think of it. But anyway, those... I didn't anticipate these initial now I've got a lot of people just rolled over like a kitten or a dog when you tell it to roll over and you know, I got like 4 or 5 of those that yeah no problem, you know, and here's are you still going to keep zap quotes? And I guess I didn't really say that in the email, but I just assumed that they would know that, you know, that they're still going to have the regular old zap quotes, you know. So some of them are asking, a lot of them are asking, well, can we do a fee for service? And I said, well, I'd have to charge a lot more, you know, because, so I'm thinking we charge more for that and then keep telling them you can get it for free, you know, if you put some business with us, you know, something like that. Because I mean, we don't want to cut, we don't want to burn the bridges with the brokers we got, you know.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was just thinking,
okay.
You know, maybe on that email, just a clarification that, you know, the business model is, you know, it is an FMO, but this is seamless. Your relationships, you know, your direct relationships with the carriers will not change. This is only a, I don't know, how do you say it,
upline, I don't know.
Only a, you know, zap quotes is, I'm trying to think.
Maybe it's an administrative move.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. I mean, really, it's just to get away from charging a subscription. Just trying to think of a real, I mean, seamless, I think, is a good word.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just a different way of paying that quote, so to speak.
Well, I mean, you know, we'll make a hell of a lot more money if we, I mean, really the whole idea is that, the subscription model's antiquated, you know, it's, especially when you have competitors like Warner Pacific, okay? I mean, it's a piece of crap compared to ZapQuotes, but it's free, you know?
Yeah.
So you get a new broker coming along, and they don't know the difference, right?
Right.
And so it's really hard to sell it to them. And like I told you, I had a customer that I lost to because Warner Pacific's giving it away for free. But she came back because she was so, like, ZapQuotes so much better. But if they don't have the experience with ZapQuotes, then there's nothing to, you know, they're not going to have a way to compare it, right? So, did you guys, anyway, okay, so those are the things, those are the things that I'm going to get back to all these people, and I'm telling them that they're not going to lose their zap quotes, and, you know, we won't leave them stuck, but we have to make a living, you know? That's what I've been telling them. I'm, you know, it ain't cutting it right now, you know? So that's where we're at. We may have to I don't know. We'll have to figure out something how we're gonna deal with this. Because I mean we got we you know they can enroll in more than one FMO. I know that. And when I talked to this lady, I said, well, you can deal with more than one FMO, can't you? And she says, yeah, but, you know, you deal with, it's a nightmare to try to keep track of commissions and everything if you deal with a lot of them. Now, see, they're trying to talk me into keeping zap quotes, you know, so I know, you know what I mean? It's not like, it's not that these objections, these are objections they're throwing up. But, now Paul Davis, I gotta, let me find his email. He's the big producer, right? A couple of the other big producers I haven't heard back from yet. Let me see if I can find it here. Still having problems with this email. I'm still blocked all over the place. I sent out of 38 emails, like 10 of them are blocked. So I had to send them through Zap Help, you know. There it is. Okay. So you saw the email. We're no longer able to cover expenses. Zap quotes is changing the FMO. Blah blah blah. So he gets back to me and he says, this will likely not work for me. Funny, I just spoke with David Garcia with Warner Pacific last week about engaging your services. Perhaps we can figure something out. Well, we can't let him off the hook, you know? So...
Was that the extent of his email?
Yeah. Yeah, so I haven't figured out how to respond to him yet, but David Garcia is a little, excuse my language, prick that asked me to send, like, just 8, 9, 10 years ago, to send, you know, to, he was, they were interested in looking at what, you know, working with me, and sent him a copy of the quote, and then they had their in-house programmers try to copy it. They didn't do a very good job, you know, but.
I mean, it'd be interesting to find out why he said it wouldn't work for him.
I don't know. This is the same guy. This is the same guy that said he don't know what they would do without Zap quotes. So we've got, you know, it's not like we don't have leverage, because we can do everything that Warner Pacific can do, and offer him Zap quotes. And if he wants to go to a third rate, you know, quoting system, I wouldn't settle for $100 out of him or anything else. I'd only settle for overrides and at least a certain minimum per month or something, you know. You know, these little guys, you know, these are the big fish. We got to land the big fish, you know.
Yeah.
So. Anyway, and when I talked to, when I spoke with Tyler, he said there's a blackout period coming up, so we need to get this corporation, like, he's not sure when it is, but it's coming up, and if we don't get it done before then we're going to miss, I guess we're going to miss the whole open enrollment, including a lot of them won't contract you during that period.
That's what the blackout period is,
Yeah, they won't contract you. So we gotta get this corporation thing all squared away, and we still got 10 days to. After we get the corporation, we still gotta wait for the Department of Insurance, I think, to approve it. You know, not to approve it, but to, you know, process it. And so we're up against the wall.
Yeah, we are. Well, I'm thinking about it every day, so I'm on that, and we'll get that through. And interesting, yeah, you know, I mean, we shouldn't be surprised if there's some pushback, because nobody likes change. I think we've entered into this thing, and Zap quotes, there's some features here that's better, and I think, you know, to say that we don't have to explain that, I think it's unrealistic. That, you know, it's, we'll be able to explain why it's better. It's interesting, like, a person just responds like, oh, this, you know, kind of from the hip. Oh, I'm not going to do that. He's got, because, you know, I customer service, whatever. But, you know, they're still appointed with the insurance company. They can go there with a book of business anytime they want. They don't have to go to the FMO. And, you know, those kind of things that they're, you know, you know, and again, I'm more inclined just to say, you know, it's eventually, you know, this is the way it has to be. We have to make more than they made in the past. It's either you're going to get that coach and go through us or not. You know,
right?
Now, you know, I understand, you know, this relationship and everything, but you know, come the time, whenever that we think it is, you know, and that's what I've voiced before. You know, that's more of my thoughts on this.
I'm with you. I'm with you 100%. I mean, you know, but
yeah.
But we don't want to burn the bridge if, you know, just all of a sudden burn the bridge. You know what I mean? We want to sort of, if you know, call them into it. You know.
You know, there was an email that you sent out. It was previous to this one. It was sometime last week. Frank,
hang on.
Give me just a second, sorry.
It's okay. What was it about? Was this just you guys, right?
It was just us.
Was it about the new like landing page for zapquotes.com?
I think so. What date was that?
That was a sales idea that I had, and then I wrote the code to make it go. You know, I wrote the code to make it work. Are you guys? And I sent you a link to it. I sent you guys a link. But yeah, that was that's another. See, I figure, like I agree with Brian. If they look at it, or somebody new, anybody that looks at this thing is they're, you know, they see the you know, the gadget mode and the broker mode and the, you know, how nice it looks with the you know, the broker gets their logo on it, and you know, yeah. Nobody else is doing that, you know. And nobody else is.
I was just going to say, this was the one that you sent out on the 18th. So last, not this most recent Sunday, last Sunday.
18th. It was probably something that uphill.
Yeah, I think this.
There it is. Okay, so I can't think of a downside. Oh, that was Brian's response to it was on the 18th, right? I don't know if I sent it on the 18th, but I see okay. I sent you one to follow up whenever I went ahead and set that up. Have you guys been to zapquotes.com lately?
Let me go right now. Yeah, okay. Just yesterday.
Okay. So you see, are you at a computer too, Brian?
I am not. I'm just on my phone.
Okay. If you go to Bentley, if you go there, if you go to zapquotes.com.
Okay. And,
okay, I'm there.
Okay, let me see. Okay, so when you click on senior plans, you see it says Zapquotes, no obligation quoting.
Right.
Okay. So this is a follow-up on that. You know, my idea that I sent you guys. Okay, so now we tell the quote the broker that they can get their quotes for free, and you know, we're just, because the idea is that they're gonna want a quote, right? And they're going to want their name on the quote, their name and phone number, just like it is, you know, when you send somebody a quote, right? It has their name and phone number, right? Okay, so at the bottom, so they don't have to even contact us. They can put their phone in there, their email, and their California license number, right? Okay, and I log that. So if they run a quote, we've got their name, their agent email, and their license number. And we know they're a Med Sup producer, you know? And they're getting the quote for free, and we can get their name because the California license number, we just look up their license number to get their name, you know, because that's their name's not on the quote. If you noticed that, I didn't put the name because usually if you send somebody a quote, they already know your name. Okay, so that's logged and then we can contact them and say. Oh, we can put your logo on there for you, and we can whatever else we think of, you know. I mean, to sweeten the deal, right? And it's still free. You just got to put your business with us, you know.
Right. Now, how does somebody find this?
Well, that's the hard part.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, you know, we haven't really talked about marketing phase, how we're going to market this thing yet, but yeah, that, if we can just. You know, if we get people to, like existing brokers to refer people to us, you know, and I don't know, just
right.
I think
this is a good start.
It doesn't open the door, like you say, it doesn't get the people to come there. But once they get there, then and they run the quote on ZapQuotes, then you know, then it's going to have the regular ZapQuote logo on. And yeah, I mean, you know, people really like to have their logo on there, their own logo. You know, that makes it just a whole puts it in a whole category of its own. And nobody else has that, you know, and nobody has the layout, the nice concise layout that we have, and the flexibility, you know. So that's that. But I don't know when this blackout period ends, Brian, but I'll send you an email. I'll find out from Tyler. He was going to look it up and send it, email me, but he hasn't sent it yet. But we got, it'd be a shame if we missed that, you know?
Yeah, it would be a shame if we missed it. And by the way, last week, I had some personal stuff to get, you know, get off my just get done, and that's done now. I plan to have the AHIP completed by Friday.
Oh, good, great.
Yeah, I couldn't come up for air for anything since the last time we spoke. So, but I'm good now.
Because we can't really do anything serious until we have all the corporation and everything. I don't know, this blackout period is a new thing to me. I had no clue that there was such a thing coming up, and I'm sure you guys didn't either, you know, but you know, that's life, curveballs. If we miss it, it's no big deal. I mean, if it's not the end of the world, we'll still proceed, but you know, it'd be nice if we could get it, you know.
Yeah. And then this morning I emailed you guys just a preliminary of, you know, things that I was thinking of for, you know, the contract, at least my part.
Yeah, Bentley, I haven't looked at it. I've been taking phone calls. I've been getting emails and phone calls today because I sent this out this morning, you know, so I've been trying to juggle that.
Yeah, no, and I know that I just sent it just before. Do we have anything else this morning? And I guess if not, we should set a time to talk, you know, for our next time to talk.
No, I just need to follow up with them and see when that blackout period ends or starts, and when we can't sign up, and hopefully they, we're dealing with bureaucracies, so you never know. I mean, you know,
right.
Department of Insurance, whatever the was it? What is it, Brian? The Department of Labor or something for the some government department.
Well, Department of Insurance is a big one. Yeah, then you know you have incorporate. That's
right.
IRS.
That's IRS. Okay.
GIN number.
Yeah, yeah, and they're gonna. Yeah, they all take their sweet time. You know, it's like you know, but.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing, you know, it's out of our. It's,
I do, yeah. So I'll check it now multiple times a day, and then we'll get it moved forward as soon as we can.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. That's okay. So anyway, so this I guess we're all in agreement that this thing to try to get new agents to at least get their information is a. You know, is nothing. We have nothing to lose. You know, so
right.
If they start using it, they'll. You know, then we can. Then we can. I'm sure we'll come up with other sweeteners too. You know, besides the logo.
Well, I'll. You know, if I have an idea or anything, I'll text you guys, email.
Okay.
Yeah. Sounds good. Alrighty. Yeah, sounds good. I'm eating, so sorry for the. No problem.
You're always.
You guys want to talk? Yeah, do you guys want to talk again Friday? That's 2.
What's today? Today's Monday. Sure, that's fine. I said Brian always multitasking. He's either driving or eating or.
So maybe
I'm a busy guy.
Yeah, Friday around I don't know, is 11 o'clock a kind of a good set time for all of us? I mean, I'm 11 my time, which is
2.
Does that work?
That's 2 o'clock my time, 1 o'clock Brian's time. Does that work? Works for me.
That works.
Okay.
Well,
I'm good.
Okay. Well, let's get back together on Friday at 11.
And it's 11 West Coast time.
Yeah.
Noon my time. Okay, sounds good. Gentlemen, thank you for the call.
Alrighty.
Okay, talk to you guys on Friday.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.